You're listening to SBS News.
More than 67% of coronavirus patients admitted to intensive care in Australia have been men, a new study shows. Researchers at Monash University collated data from dozens of ICUs across the country and found at least 149 people with COVID-19 symptoms have needed critical care treatment since mid-March. Lead researcher Dr. Aidan Burrell says the study is providing important insights into the type of therapy, care and medical intervention being given to the nation's sickest COVID-19 patients.
Our findings have shown that men are two times more likely than women to be admitted to intensive care. The reason for that, it's going to take a bit more drilling down into the data to understand. This is still preliminary data. What we know is that a lot of the patients have other medical conditions as well.
Dr. Burrell says patients with conditions such as diabetes, chronic cardiac disease and obesity are much more likely to be admitted, but it's unclear whether those conditions are more prevalent in men. He says the study also found people aged over 60 made up nearly 70% of ICU patients.
Often it's these people that are at highest risk for dying, and so it's important that we understand what treatments they're getting and how to manage them, so we can really feed back the results to clinicians to help improve how they manage patients in ICUs.
Dr. Burrell says the study is still underway and will look for any changing trends over the coming months. The Australian Medical Association says it's confident Australia's intensive care units are well equipped to cope with any surge of coronavirus cases caused by the winding back of social restrictions. But the organisation's Federal Vice President, Dr. Chris Zappala, says as winter approaches, it's important people maintain good hygiene and social distancing practices.
All those measures that we put in place for coronavirus will obviously help prevent flu transmission as well. And I'm sure you would remember that last year's flu season in Australia was appalling, and that's the last thing anyone wants or needs this year. So if we can be really good with those behaviours, then we'll keep coronavirus under control.
He urged everyone to get a flu vaccination, particularly those in higher risk groups such as young children, people aged 65 and over, and Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people.
The coronavirus has often been occurring with other infections, so there are different rates, but for example, even up to a quarter of patients have had other viruses or infections at the same time. And it's one of the reasons that when we treat patients with an undifferentiated febrile respiratory illness, we don't just measure or test for coronavirus. We do routinely test for the other viruses and so on that we can test for as well. I would imagine that practice will continue through winter.
The Monash study found the most common symptoms patients diagnosed with coronavirus showed at the time of admission to hospital included fever, cough, shortness of breath, fatigue and diarrhea. Australia has reported almost 7,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19 to date, with 98 deaths. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Cassandra Bain, SBS News.